I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, if your short game's not good, perhaps you should drop some Miles Davis or Ella Fitzgerald into your golf bag. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Thursday, Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars told the media, if the NFL is trying to push the Bills to hold a football game while we're in the middle of an emergency, shame on the NFL. Soon afterwards, the NFL announced that the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets would play in Detroit on Monday instead. Good call?
I think it's a pretty good call. It's interesting that they just didn't move a few miles down the road to Syracuse. I know those people are hardy, but I think piling into the old SUV and driving through 8 feet of snow to Detroit to see a home game is beyond even the Buffalo fans.
The NFL announced late Friday that Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson's appeal will be heard by Harold Henderson, who previously served as the league's VP for labor relations. The Players Association responded by saying nobody that closely connected with the league could be considered independent. Meanwhile, Commissioner Roger Goodell had cited a lack of remorse when he suspended Peterson for the remainder of the season. Does what Peterson said on Thursday qualify as remorse?
Not really. I mean, he was explaining, he apologized to his son after beating him so hard that they left marks on the legs. Apparently, you know, he's remorseful to his child. What Goodell wants, I think, is a public shaming, and he hasn't gotten that so far, which is another reason why this case should go before an independent arbiter.
Charlie, the Only a Game curse has struck again. Last week, we reported on the Oakland Raiders' quest for an 0-16 season, and this week, that previously hapless team beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Should we offer our regrets or our congratulations? I'm not quite sure what to do here.
Well, I mean, they're still in the running for the right to destroy whoever the next first pick in the draft is.
That's true.
So, no, the Raiders would be just as bad at 1-10 as they would be at 0-11.
This week, Jason Collins became the first openly gay player to retire from the NBA. His retirement was no surprise, and it had nothing to do with the fact that he's gay, as I understand it. Am I right?
Yeah, pretty much. It had to do with the fact that he's old and he's, you know, done his career. Now it's time to go.
One of your favorite men's basketball coaches, John Calipari, appears to have a pretty good team again this season. Top-ranked Kentucky beat number 5 Kansas by 32 points in the State Farm Champions Classic on Tuesday night. You couldn't be happier for Coach Cal, right?
Well, I'm telling you, when you know how to shop, you can get what you want. My favorite thing was Bill Self from Kansas, who was also supposed to have a pretty good team this year, who said he went from the water bottle and said, I was hoping this was vodka.
It seems like only last week that you and I were agreeing that the University of Connecticut women's basketball team would be ranked number 1 throughout the season. Do you suppose we jinxed them as well?
I think we did because Stanford beat them, yep. 88-86 in what must have been a heck of a game. You know, it will come down once again to the entire world against UConn for the women's championship, and I suspect once again the entire world will lose. But this was an interesting development.
It is unusual for a girls' high school basketball team to score 98 points, and it's even more unusual for a girls' high school basketball team to score no points at all. So it must have been gruesome when each of those things happened in the same game.
The great thing about it, this happened in Corpus Christi in Texas, and Mathis High beat Kingsville 98-0 in a beginning of the season game. But the great thing about it is if you read the reports, it's all about how nobody believed the score and kept calling the newspaper to ask him if it was a typo.
Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman Jack Johnson is not the first highly paid pro athlete to file for bankruptcy, Charlie, but his story does have an especially unfortunate twist.
Yeah, apparently, you know, it is said that Jack Johnson was led astray by wrong company. Unfortunately, two of the people that led him astray were his parents. Apparently, his mother borrowed $15 million in his name in high-interest loans. It's extraordinary. Now, he's 27 years old, and he's completely broke.
The Oakland A's signed Pat Vendetti this week. Would it be an overstatement to say that by doing so, they picked up two pitchers?
Yeah, this is the latest guy. Greg Harris from the Red Sox, you may recall, did this, who can throw with either hand.
Right.
The Red Sox went, harumph, it's beneath the dignity of the game, and wouldn't let him do it.
Correct.
If I were the Oakland A's, I'd let him start a game in the first inning left-handed and then right-handed and left inning right-handed because baseball, once again, will step on itself rather than do the smart thing.
Or at least the thing that provokes fun.
That people want to have fun with,
exactly.
Yes.
Jose Canseco. All I had to do was say Jose Canseco. Anyway, it wasn't funny when he shot off his finger while he was simultaneously cleaning four guns.
Yes, it was.
Well, no, not for
the four
him.
Guns is what makes it funny.
He then tweeted a video of the finger falling off while he was playing poker, but that turned out to be a prank. So what has Jose done for an encore?
He's explaining. I can't get through this. He has decided that we Earthlings should harness the power of comets to travel around the universe. He's tweeting away about it, including this one. If Earth can control the comet transport system, we will run the Milky Way. Think about that. Nah, he's nuts.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but my understanding is that this week the Canadian Football League has provided an answer to the question, how do you know when it's too cold out to play football?
The footballs explode!
Break.
They crack, they break, they fall apart. And the Edmonton Eskimos are one game away from the Grey Cup, and they have to play football even though it's in November, and they're in Edmonton. And what happens? The footballs explode!
And finally, Charlie, the students at USC were apparently worried that before the weekend's big game against UCLA, students from UCLA would vandalize various USC campus landmarks. So was the reasoning that they should vandalize the landmarks themselves before the enemy could do it?
Yeah, they covered all of the statues with duct tape, therefore showing, ha, we can do this better than you guys can.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
And the footballs explode!
And they tape them up with duct tape. No problem.